Ko moe awa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Ngāi Te Rangi Chief Executive Paula Stanley says the numbers turning up for this morning's Māori Day of Action protest in Tauranga far exceeded expectations. The protest called by Te Pāti Māori was to rally opposition to what it calls anti-Māori measures in the coalition government's 1,000-day plan of action, such as removing Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, scrapping the medical school entry scheme for Māori and Pacifica, and downplaying te reo Māori within government agencies. Mr Stanley says he expected about 200 people, but 1,000 turned up at Whareroa Marae to join the march.
The atrocious things that have been said by ACT during the election and after is driving our people into being very disconcerted about what's being said and how it's and the types of things are going to be implemented. So it's not just about the referendum on the treaty.
Paula Stanley says traffic disruption may last for a couple of hours, but disruption of the Māori language could last lifetimes. Also in Whangārei, about 400 people marched on a 3-kilometre loop through the city. Radio Wātea reporter Gideon Porter says rather than disrupt traffic, as in some of the other protesters around the country, the hīkoi kept to the pavement and even stopped for the traffic signals.
Their focus was not about getting in people's faces, it was just making people aware that there is a level of discontent with much of the government policy that's existing today. You might still be able to hear all the tooting as cars drive by. So yes, I think they made the point that they wanted to make today and very pleased.
And lastly, Te Atiawa and Puketapu Rangatira Grant Naki is being praised as a dedicated servant of his people and a precedent setter for Māori everywhere. Mr Naki died on Sunday, aged 85. Te Atiawa Kaumātua Peter Moiho says his activism stretched back to the 1960s when he opposed the taking of Māori land under the Public Works Act. In the 1970s, he successfully argued for Māori ancestral land to be taken into account when setting plans under the Town and Country Planning Act, and he was involved in the 1981 Motunui claim to the Waitangi Tribunal opposing the discharge of sewage and industrial waste into the sea between New Plymouth and Waitara. He played a prominent role in organising Taranaki's 1990 land claim hearings at Owai Marae and rallied oppositions to New Plymouth District Council's plan to sell confiscated land at Waitara.
More than that, he established the Te Atiawa Business Centre, work schemes for our young people. He also established three medical clinics in New Plymouth, Bell Block and Waitara. He led the push for Māori wards in the New Plymouth area. He was dedicated to improving a lot of Māori, whether it was here or nationwide. He set the table so others may now dine from it.
Peter Moiahu. And that's your Wātea English News.